Let's go, Jesse Hack first. All right, Jesse, the winning pitcher in tonight's 15-5 win over North Union. I'm sure you would have liked to end it a half inning sooner, but still, job well done. You send North Union home early. First of all, what was the message the coaches gave you out in left field there after the game?
You know, he was just happy that we were able to come out aggressive right away and that we were able to keep pitch count down so that I can be used later in the playoffs. So we did a good job. We came out and did what we needed to do first round, and we're eager to get back out there.
How did you feel about your pitching effort? Only walked one and struck out eight.
Yeah, did all right tonight. I wasn't able to hit some spots and kind of drug the game on longer than we needed to, but we did all right, and I give credit to the guys behind me. You know, I have the utmost confidence in them and everything, so that's why I'm able to pitch who I am.
How's it been working with a freshman catcher in Hunter Christensen?
Hunter's really stepped up to the plate for sure. He came in, and we weren't so confident with him, all of his pitchers, but, you know, he's really shown his grit, and he's able to stop balls. He doesn't seem like a freshman down there. He's a strong kid.
What do you think about now going up against Sioux Central for the third time this year?
Yeah, you know, we know those guys pretty well. We actually, a few of us used to play with them on a tournament team, but, yeah, they're a fun group to play, and we're excited for Thursday.
5 o'clock against the Rebels. Jesse Hack, good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Who's next? Bill Fonda wins it. Hogan Henrich. Let's talk especially about in the third inning and that triple down the right field line in which you drove in a run. How about that at bat and the pitch you remember hitting?
3-2 count. Had to fight anything off. It was right on the inside where I like it. Just ripped it right down the line.
You knew it was extra bases, I'm sure. Were you thinking triple as you rounded first, maybe?
No, I was just thinking double. I saw my head coach waving his arm. I was like, let's go.
And go you did, all the way to third base, as Hogan, you had two hits tonight, scored 3 runs, as it was home plate fever for the Mustangs this evening. And so how's it been for you as a freshman this year, playing a big role on the team? Has anyone maybe one of the seniors especially stepped up and taken you under their wing?
Yeah, all the seniors have helped me out this year. It's been a good year with them.
Hogan Henrich, thanks a lot for giving us a minute. Good job. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And now, Austin Gerdes. All right, Austin. You had 4 hits, 4 RBIs, big part of the Mustangs' attack. What was the approach coming into tonight against a team not familiar with, but certainly was no problem for you?
Yeah, they're a good team, and I guess we all just try to hit the ball good, and I hit the ball good. I was in a slump earlier in the year, but got my confidence back, and it helps with everyone hitting the ball.
Yeah. How long have you felt like you've kind of been back in a rhythm now at the plate?
These past 6 games, I've been just trying to get my confidence back together and hit the ball, and that's what I've been doing, just trying to help my team.
What was the difference? Just not staying patient enough, not swinging at strikes enough, or what's got you turned around?
I don't know. I honestly just lost my confidence in the middle of the year. Went through a huge slump, just tried to get on the tees and do as much batting practice as I can, and I got my confidence back, and my team's been there to help me.
Well, you have history here, of course, winning your last game in Fonda, moving on in the tournament trail. You got a taste of success a season ago, making it to the district final, and you'd like to do that and then some this year. As compared to last year, where would you say the team's confidence is at in 2018?
I guess we know each other so well. We've been together for 4 years, 5 years, and just having that confidence and having that experience just really helps us out. So,
see you Thursday, Austin.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And last but of course not least, the skipper, Bo Darrow, and big innings, Bo, as you clump together runs. 3 in the first, 4 in the third, 6 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth inning. 15 runs on 14 hits. Had to feel good about the offense.
Yeah, I felt really good about what we did at the plate. You know, there were some base running errors, but obviously that didn't kill us. Our guys were aggressive, and that's what we've been on them about. First pitch fastball, drive that thing to the outfield, and let's get going. So, You know, at the plate, I thought we did a really good job tonight, and that's something we got to carry on going forward.
Well, go forward, you will. We'll get your thoughts on that momentarily. But Jesse on the hill, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, he did a great job. He started fast. I think he had 5 Ks the first time he went through the order. He's a sweaty guy. He says he couldn't get a grip on the ball and lost it a little bit. But, you know, I don't remember what he finished with pitch-wise, 81 or something like that.
Yeah.
And we've been on him about that with the pitch count in the playoffs. You know, in district play, we got to keep that low so that he can come back at the next available day. So he did a good job. You know, they had some decent hits in there too, and so give them some credit there for driving in some runs.
A 5-inning win, though, for Newell Fonda as you move on to play in the district semifinal round on Thursday, facing a familiar opponent in Sioux Central, who you beat twice during the regular season.
Yeah, you know, but we did beat them twice, but at the same time, that doesn't mean much at this time of year, especially Coach Sharn, one of the best coaches in the area. He'll have his guys ready. They have a very good pitching staff, you know, so those two wins, while they were nice in the regular season, don't mean a lot right now. Anything can happen.
Well, what about at the tail end of the season coming into the start of districts tonight? You faced an always solid Remsen St. Mary's team in the regular season finale. What have you been preaching, especially trying to shore up as you were getting set for the second season?
You know, defensively, it's just been about playing good baseball, not beating ourselves. And, you know, tonight I don't, no errors. Yeah, I don't think we made an error. You know, and that's always a blessing. That's great for the pitcher. You know, it's more about not beating ourselves at this point of year and staying on the attack. So, you know, I thought we did a good job tonight of doing the things we preach, starting fast, staying on the gas, and then defensively just, you know, not beating ourselves and making them, you know, put the ball in play. So, you know, I was happy with what I saw, and we got to carry that into to Thursday.